The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Louise Lennox, dessert chef extraordinaire, joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Louise.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Now, we offered your services to our listeners. We're going to give them a couple of ideas for desserts on Christmas Day. And if they have any questions about specifics, they can get them into us now, 51551. People will have made their Christmas cakes and their Christmas puddings by now. That'll be done.
I hope so.
Yes.
Because it does taste better when you make them in advance. The fruit needs to mature, as the cake does. It needs to be fed a load of alcohol. So, yes, definitely, if you haven't made it by now, maybe don't bother.
Increasingly, or is it just me, people are moving away from the traditional
pudding? Yeah, they are. My mum, I think a certain generation still have it, but like my age group, I don't know anyone, none of my friends eat. It's all chocolate and ice cream and domes that melt and fancy schmancy.
Yeah. Of course, trifle. Trifle, yes, is still a Christmas favourite.
It is. And do you know, I hated trifle until I started training as a pastry chef a very long time ago. I just didn't like, you remember the fruit cocktail, tin fruit cocktail?
Yes.
With the peeled grapes that always kind of freaked me out.
Lovely.
And then the
Angel Delight.
Do you know what it was? It
lovely.
Was the sensation in my mouth when
the
you had the
custard,
jelly.
Lovely. What's
the
wrong?
Jelly that it disintegrated into the sponge, and I just didn't like the mouth feel.
Okay.
I was never a jelly child anyway.
Right.
And this gritty jelly was just disgusting. This, like, you know, neon looking custard winking back at me, no thanks. I loved the cream though.
Yeah. So you're and we're gonna put your recipe up on our website. So this is Christmas trifle, as easily as you can possibly do it, if
in
you're making
stages.
Everything yourself.
Yes, well, I kind of say, you know, everyone puts so much effort into a lot of the trimmings with Christmas. And if you have the time, you can, you know, if you're going to make trifle once in your lifetime or once a year, why not try and make it a really decent trifle?
How long in advance can you make it?
You could make it 2 or 3 days in advance.
Well, that's
yeah. And you can make components to it. Like, for instance, the sponge that I've made. Like, if you don't have time, just buy the sponge, buy fingers. I'm not saying make every single thing, but sponge can be made in advance and frozen. It freezes really, really well. So you could chuck
but
it in.
But you can buy those sponge fingers, can't you?
Yeah. You can. But like, I haven't made a trifle with the bought sponge finger, so I can't tell you if it's nice. Actually, what you can do, which is a nice alternative, is Swiss roll, and you can slice it up really thinly. Uh-huh. And that's actually like a really good alternative.
And what about buying a Victoria sponge in
here? You can do that as well,
and just cut it up, yeah.
When I say I haven't tasted them, I actually haven't tasted them ever, because for me, just with my background, it's easy for me just to throw one in the oven.
Yes.
But I mean, like, I know loads of people that use it and it's fine.
Okay, so it's the bottom layer is
sponge.
Yes.
And the recipe I gave you, it's an all-in-one. So you chuck everything in a bowl, you whisk it up, and it's in the oven in less than like 3 minutes.
That's your sponge done.
That's
okay.
Easy, yeah.
Right. Okay.
The one thing I would urge people to make from scratch is the jelly. I think the jelly makes it. Don't give me those wrinkly eyes.
Because you have to get that, what do you call that thing?
Gelatine.
Now, yes.
It scares people.
It does.
I get it.
It's like a scientific experiment.
It is a bit of a scientific experiment, as I'm about to explain. It does. So there's a few pitfalls with using gelatine. If you... And the reason I know all these before Google was around was because I made all these mistakes when I was training. So if you overheat gelatine, it's not going to work for you. So basically, to make a jelly, I get frozen fruit. Frozen fruit's nicer because it's not really in season this time of year. And the great thing is when you defrost it, because fruit is so high in water, it actually breaks down the fruit, which is actually brilliant for jelly. You just add in a little bit of sugar, lime juice, and you put it over a saucepan and you just let it kind of simmer and all the juices come out. And then the scientific part that's going to scare you is you do need to make sure that the measurements are correct. So 3 leaves of gelatine sets 3/4 of a pint of liquid.
Right, that's pretty straightforward.
And that's the way I do it. So you get around 150 grams of juice from the jelly. And whenever I do the restaurant show, everyone gives out going, there's not enough alcohol in this trifle, because it soaks down to the bottom. And then I'm going, how much do I put in that people aren't, like, you know, semi-locked walking out of here?
Yeah.
So it's personal taste. So I actually put the alcohol in the jelly, because you can taste it then. So it's more like a jelly cocktail. So in this, I actually put in...
It looks amazing.
I put in blue... Oh, I have no spoons for you. Do you want to just stick a finger in? No one's going to see it's radio.
They are going to see me there.
So I made blackberry. I got blackberry liqueur and added it in. So it just enhances the flavour.
So you fresh cream... on top.
Yeah.
Custard.
Homemade custards.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then your jelly. And
I poached you some pears. You love pears.
I do.
Don't you?
I do.
Love pears. So oh, this was kind of, this was made with you in mind. But now, this is the science part. If you're making jelly, don't put in kiwi into it. Don't put in papaya, but I don't think a lot of people would. And definitely don't put in fresh pineapple. There's an enzyme in pineapple called bromelain, and it stops the jelly from setting.
Right. Well, look, you told us that.
Yeah.
But anything else you can... So what you do
if
is...
If it's tinned
fruits
pineapple,
of the forest.
It's
you
fine.
Put in fruits of the forest.
Into
blackberries,
make it,
raspberries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That
and
sort
it's
of thing.
Fine. If the pineapple is cooked, that is absolutely fine as well. It's okay. Just fresh pineapple. It okay. Just... Oh, look, yay, thanks, Will. We've got spoons. Yeah, I don't think he's going to share with me. I'll just leave this fresh
so
side.
That's going up on... I'm going to try that this year. I'm going to try
do.
It. Because we're not doing... We're not having people around, but we have to bring the ham and the dessert. To where we're going, to Jenny's sister's. So it'll be trifle, and I'll make a few other things as well. But that's.
I really hope this recipe works right. Actually, I was making it this morning. I was a bit stressed because I hadn't made this version before. This actually feeds 10 to 12 people. I don't think I put that in the recipe. I was typing it up very fast this morning.
Oh, Louise.
Are you loving
oh,
it?
Oh, Louise. Oh,
you see,
Louise.
That little Jeez, wrinkly
Louise.
Face now isn't wrinkly anymore. You're going, you know what? I get this. Just take it in stages. If you are making advance, another little
so
tip
delicious.
Is you can make the custard in advance as well, but just put cling film over it or else it will get a skin on it.
And that hint of vanilla in the custard.
In the custard, yeah. Real vanilla pad. It does make a difference.
Yeah. Oh, that is delicious. Ah, lovely. Right. Now, if you really want to impress your friends, and I've seen this in so many cookery shows, is this easy to do now? Tell them what you're suggesting.
The chocolate dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is easy ways and hard ways to do it. I've gone for the easy way for everyone listening because a lot of people mightn't have the moulds. You need these dough moulds. So I came up with an idea a couple of years ago and I used balloons. Water balloons are the best size for it. Don't know how easy they are to get this time of year. You can use a regular balloon. The idea is you don't blow it kind of much bigger than like your fist. So kind of like half your fist size. So they're tiny little balloons. And you dip it in melted chocolate. Turn it upside down and let it like just harden. In like a cup or something. And then you pop it, but pop it gently. If you pop it too hard, the chocolate could shatter. And then you've got this lovely little chocolate shell. To make it look really professional, like you have used a dough mould, what I do is I get a tray and I put it under the grill and then your chocolate, it just evens out all of the rim of the chocolate.
Okay.
So when you sit it over anything, it sits evenly. But the trick is in pouring it. So we've done this in the restaurant as well. And you pour the hot sauce in a crisscross. So the recipe I've given is for a toffee sauce. And it doesn't crack actually and it's not overly sweet. But you have to have it really, really hot. So like, you know, as hot as you can make it without like, you know, burning the life off anyone. So you put a cake or ice cream, I think ice cream's nice, under the chocolate dome and then just get a little crisscross of your hot sauce and you pour it. And by pouring the crisscross,
it opens
the
leaves,
engineering
like...
forces it to melt kind of inwards,
ah, yes.
Whereas some people just pour it on top and you mightn't get enough heat to penetrate the chocolate. Or some people keep dipping it 4 and 5 times. You need the chocolate to be thin enough to break open.
And you would make a dome for each person sitting
yeah.
around the table. You can do them days in advance.
Yeah, unless they all turn out a bit wonky and you just share one between 12. Like, so the basis is you have to get the right the chocolate right. So it's like tempering chocolate and this really scares people. I always say imagine it like Lego cubes. You have 6 pieces of Lego stuck together. You melt the chocolate and all the Lego separates and you need to bring the Lego back together. And bless you. And it makes it strong again.
I must be allergic to something in that trifle.
I did spray it with gold. Maybe that's it, the aerosols.
It's something else.
But it's so easy to do and it's really effective. And like half of eating dessert, I think it's a bit of theatre as well.
Yes, yeah.
You know, show off. But if tempering chocolate scares you and you're cooking with children and you don't have the patience, I have given up a cheats recipe in there for using the microwave. You can use non-real chocolate for kids because it's easy to use and it sets really fast. It's not going to taste amazing. But for if you've like 3 and 4 and 5 year olds that just want to do it. But there is one tip. Make sure the chocolate is not too hot, especially water balloons. I was doing this with my nieces and I was dipping it in. They had a party and the whole thing exploded all over these children in beautiful clothes going home to the parents.
Chocolate everywhere.
So make sure it's not too hot or else the balloons will burst. Definitely water balloons.
That's brilliant. We have Christmas trifle up there on the website and we also have the melting chocolate domes, which will really impress your guests if you get that right.
Yeah.
Really impress.
And if you can get any, it's really easy to get now online or in a lot of the cake shops. You can get the spray gold. I sprayed it on top of your trifle there, but that adds another fancy effect. I think you bought it.
Louise, happy Christmas. I just have to tell people that next Wednesday we have Kevin Dundon and he's going to be doing the main course. And on Monday coming, we have Lily Higgins and she's going to talk us through some starters.
Yum.
So by the end of it all, you'll have some ideas for the whole Christmas fair. Do you do the ham and turkey? And
Well, there's only three of us for dinner. Last year I did a chicken, but this year I'm doing duck. And my son now eats brown coloured meat, so I'm celebrating by having duck.
Okay. Well, enjoy that. Happy Christmas. Louise Lennon. Thank you very much, Louise.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.